Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank the Most High. Yes, indeed. We're back again with another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again with these very precious words the Most High has granted for the blessing of His people. And yes, indeed, I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear, just for every ear that He brings near. A blessed Rosh Chodesh to you, my brothers and sisters. In this time, the Most High has called His the new moons. He has consecrated a time, which again, He would communicate and speak more fully to His people. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, that understand that all the Most High has declared, everything He has declared, has been unto the remembrance of the blessed conscience, the eternal conscience that He has granted, revealed to mankind from the very beginning. And blessed are the souls who will find atonement, forgiveness, reconciliation with Yah. For seeking a refreshing of mind and heart according to all that from the beginning He intended. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High told me that I have for Him some very important things very important things for him to do for his cause that I must do. He told me that because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said that I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be very, very thankful, utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me. Yes, he told me, my brothers and sisters, that I must tell you things that men have done some everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. My brothers and sisters, we were told of old. I repeat, we were told of old. That there's a very precious truth that in the last days of this age, in fact, what will bring an end to this age, mass deception, is a truth that this whole world, my brothers and sisters, has been inclined after the treachery of false rulers to in so many ways forget. We live in a world that concept is a very difficult one for many. Many would not like to consider the idea they've forgotten something, even though the Most High says in his own word that that's very much so been the case. Scriptures tell us there's a truth, my brother and sister, must be brought again to the remembrance of all his people. A very blessed truth that is necessary that we all unto Yah be one. A very blessed truth, my brothers and sisters, that is necessary that we all be galvanized and gathered together after one reasoning. Without this precious truth, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, we lack what is necessary to come together, to be healed, to be joined together, to sing the same song, my brothers and sisters, of a true covenant. The reason why the scriptures related something as critical as Yohanan 1 and 1 through 3, where he says, in the beginning, this word, it means, my brothers and sisters, that word from the beginning, the hope of salvation. In fact, the word that is from the beginning is the only hope of our awakening. The systems of the earth, all of them, political, social, national, and religious, every single one of them is evidence in the mass number of divisions we see in this world as have in some way acted as obstacles against men discerning what is in fact the initial plan. There are many, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to acknowledge this truth as well. Therefore, as much as men have claimed to desire the healing of our people, most, once they have begun, I regret to say, to gather unto themselves some measure of credence, or have been accepted as having some level of credence among men, I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, many of they will become self-satisfied. I find that such a shame. Become self-satisfied, not willing to seek anything more. I remember many years ago talking to somebody, and they talk about the idea about, you know, the fact that man has been chaotic in his differences of opinion for a very, very long time, the difference of his allegiance for a very, very long time. Men have talked about looking back, and I asked the question, when we look back far enough that we no longer see all this chaos and contention. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who have no desire to look deeply enough, seek beyond all the layerings of illusion, politically, socially, nationally, religiously, irreligiously, false faith. No willingness, my brothers and sisters, to turn back all the veneers of illusion. For the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, no soul that cares any of that illusion to preserve it has or will find presence, acceptability under the kingdom of Yah. The Most High has no intention to bring any of the lies of this world into his kingdom, which, my brothers and sisters, is founded in its perpetuity upon a pure, perfect knowledge of the truth. There's a reason why Scripture tells us again and again we must be born again. We must receive an orientation to this from on high. I find it amazing that we live in a world with so many contradictions in it, and some souls look around and see massive forms of injustice and never question the administrations, never question the idea that perhaps the administrations of this earth have in so many ways been faulty, in so many ways misrepresented it against the pure will of Yah. Most High is one, he is peace, he is life, he is beyond all the hypocritical contradictions and compromises that we see in this divided world. His gospel is a word that doesn't bear any of these irrationalities. Dare men say that sustaining or seeking to sustain allegiances that have wrought so much warfare, chaos, vanity. Dare men say there's no need to seek Yah for a better understanding. When Scripture says things like, come, let us reason together, it means man has been irrational. He has not sought all that he should have sought. We find an atonement among men. Such selfish ambition, my brothers and sisters, is not by any means love. Messiah said, for their sakes I am sanctifying myself. In other words, he was saying in so many ways he sought the truth beyond all the illusions of mankind that he might show men the way again to have indeed what is called life and life more abundantly. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that are so selfishly ambitious in their own agendas that they would impede progress toward discerning the greater truths to exalt themselves. They refuse, even upon being granted the opportunity to repent and know what is missing, that they consider themselves wise. They prefer that many stay in darkness, or they choose not to address so much of what the Scriptures have declared that should never have been denied. Such souls as this, my brothers and sisters, are counted unworthy of the kingdom of Yah. Such souls as this, my brothers and sisters, are counted unstable, not trustworthy. For any soul that is unwilling to repent, unwilling to seek the Most High if they know how to repent, unwilling to seek the truth that humanity might be returned, returned unto Yah, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High declared from the beginning. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, such a soul can only be an aberration, a distraction, a deceptive influence, a blinding influence that my brothers and sisters should not be, simply should not be. Anyone, my brothers and sisters, who does not desire a world redeemed unto the pure, perfect will of the Most High, that soul is adversarial. Be not deceived. Messiah petitioned his Father, restore me to the glory I had with thee before the world was made. All his word, we're looking at the 17th chapter of Yohanan, was toward the progression of that restoration. The Most High be not robbed, the Most High be served, pleased. granted, my brothers and sisters, all the honor that he is rightfully due. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have other agendas. Can't tell you how many times it's been that I've shown people things that are contained in the scriptures. Their leaders, for their own personal reasons, would not touch, would not give consideration. Though it can be said that I could find ways to show people these things, untold numbers of ways, they choose not to see them, because to see them, they would have to repent and discern where they have lied. Leaders have lied for a very long time. For any soul, my brothers and sisters, so prideful, so desirous to appease themselves, that in light of reason, they still choose to be irrational. My brothers and sisters, these are those who have not the love of Yah. For the love of Yah, my brothers and sisters, that all seek the fullness of his will, and that all desire that all shall see, and none be left blind. This is the promise of a covenant. Who is it that will discern these things and realize, my brothers and sisters, the mindset we must return to as the people of Yah, beyond all the innate competitiveness of an insane society, which for refusing to discern purely what is from the beginning has been utmost unstable. Can't say 45,000 different denominations upon that solid rock that so many say that they stand upon. It's very evident 45,000 denominations is a lot of fractionalization, whereby many still stand upon very much what is sinking sand. Messiah has to come to show men this has been the case. Scripture says, in that day, many mouths that must be shall be silenced, and the Most High alone shall be exalted in that day. Well, tonight's show, I want to make some things, some points very clear. Might not be a very long show, but prayerfully, it will be a very, very, very much so enlightening one. It's been a few months back now, and I mentioned this in one of the earlier shows. I may seek to go back through the archives and maybe leave a note or so with regard to this show to go back and look at that one. Might have to look through the titles a little bit concerning. Found out very recently there's been well over 1,400 episodes of Hidden Gospel Revealed. A lot of information to look through. A lot of very precious secrets revealed in this time from this show. Well, I can only tell you that a few months back was a dream I saw was utmost shocking. Most High conveyed some very powerful messages in it. He showed me mankind from his inception. And he showed me also what has been the result of mankind's having turned away from the pure, perfect will of the One Most High. That man remained true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, purely and completely, it would only have been peace. We were warned, my brothers and sisters, what would be the result of man turning from the Most High. And I can only tell you that what man has done regretfully, and having turned from what the Most High told him from the beginning, that if he turned away, he would surely die, begin to diminish. It means, my brothers and sisters, he fall further and further in separation from the wisdom the Most High would grant that he have man have a covenant, man to man, if you will, and even a couple of my brothers and sisters in the universe. All mankind, my brothers and sisters, Most High intends there to be a mankind, if you will, a humanity. It's true to all that He intended, Most High intended in the universe. I'll just tell you a little bit about this dream. I saw humanity, I saw man, if you will, before he turned away. And the result of what happened thereafter. I can only tell you, as I told you before, I saw men as they were born, and I saw men as they began to die, destroying even one another. It was an amazing thing to sit back and watch this go on. And very quickly, the souls of those who turned away from the Most High, turning after the will of another, I saw them quickly diminish from flesh and blood beings to nothing but bones, skeletal refuse left thereafter. And so very quickly, I saw man, once he turned away from the Most High, men seeking to exalt themselves, seeking to establish their own authority in the earth. Hey, walking after their vanities, dividing up the world in their contentions, having nothing to keep them in all things one unto the Most High. And very rapidly, my brothers and sisters, I watched how, with all the chaos and havoc and the warfare that was going on, that the numbers of the dead, I said the numbers of the dead, far, far began to outnumber the number of the living. I talked about in that dream how later on it was like I saw the souls of the dead. And they were very, very apprehensive. Very apprehensive about dealing with human beings as they live upon this earth. It was like a stunning thing. And I'm talking about looking at humanity from its inception, from its beginning, going back to the very earliest living souls. And upon awakening and looking at humanity today, they were literally shocked. Yes, my brothers and sisters, literally shocked, as well as apprehensive at mankind today, looking at the insanity that men have fallen to. I need to explain. It was shocking to them to see humanity after all this time having not caught on. Shocking to see humanity after all this time still yet blind, still being deceived. Humanity still at war. Men, my brothers and sisters, giving their lives and allegiances to only my brothers and sisters, which was destructive unto the exploiting of a soul and the damnation of all who did not realize the need to seek so much more. Like I said, think about what has happened, my brothers and sisters. Man turned away from the will of Yah. Men began to establish their own forms of so-called government, whereby men born into the territories that those who made themselves powerful in the earth have claimed. They have obligated the souls of all those born in those lands. They said they had the right to obligate them all to maintain and defend the illusions. How about my brothers and sisters, the pretentiousness, presumptuousness, the seen right at the hands of those who had taken power as kings. Men having no desire whatsoever that men ever remember what the Most High declared from the beginning. If man would not declare the word from the beginning, the gospel of peace, the pure, perfect word that offers one choice, Most High said He would send His Spirit, teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, rebuke all sin. How about rebuke and expose every misallegiance of man? For what man has done shamefully, Most High told him not to turn away. Man did anyway. Fell into a multitude of snares in all the lands under rulers, having no intention to restore mankind to that which is pure and true. And after giving their very lives, even in warfare, defending the rule of those, my brothers and sisters, who never intended the redemption of mankind, never intended the remembrance of what the Most High finds pleasing, giving their very lives to defend short-sighted illusion, telling men they were wise when they were still far from an examination of the fullness of the reality. After having done all this, despite the fact that the Most High created man, he created he made beauty in the universe, that he might look upon beauty. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that he created all this to give glory to his name? But there's been an adversary, my brothers and sisters. There's been an adversary. That though the Most High created this world to look upon beauty after the machinations of his mind, there's been an adversary that sought that what the Most High created unto beauty should be twisted away from the will of Yah. The men self-righteous should destroy one another, causing the creation, my brothers and sisters, something in this creation, to even work to destroy, mutually destroy itself, unto the utter distaste of the Most High, that after that which he made, he would not be pleased. What does the scripture say in Genesis 6, 5 through 6? Most High formed men. And he saw that man's thoughts had become evil continually. And it repented him in his heart. And he even regretted and grieved that he had even made man. Most High created this world for beauty. Created it for harmony. Created it for peace. How many now will understand why the scriptures speak the Messiah must come to galvanize and gather his people? Yes, my brothers and sisters, even unto that which the Most High decreed from the beginning, that we should know the way that we should go. Isaiah 48 spoke of it well. Spoke about how his people sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For if anyone enters into his kingdom, they must be refined of all iniquity, purged of all this misconceit. Discerning, man has had to discern, my brother, and this is what the scripture calls the prince of affliction. Seeing the error of his ways, the wisest among us will realize the need to repent and will be prepared to recognize the need to repent. Or recognize to walk along the path of repentance when they see it. The scripture talks about the drying up the rivers of the river, that the way of the king of the east might be prepared. Brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan whereby men, seeing the error of their ways, will seek the righteousness of a greater king. Messiah was called, that one called the King of the East, for those who did not know it. The reason why in Revelation 16, 12 to 21, it says, after it says, there'll be a drying up the rivers, something to shake men's trust and the barriers, political, social, and international barriers, mindscapes of the rulers that they have trusted to prepare them for the true king that brings the light rather than seeks to obscure it. Well, Isaiah 48 said, but who among you can declare these things, see that there's something wrong, and define it, to expose this Babylon, this confusion once and for all, Scripture says, we come forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Now the Most High has sent me with his spirit to show you the way that you should go. The word that is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is the only path. Yes, the remembrance of the word the Most High declared from the beginning is the only path unto pleasing Yah. For he never gave anyone a license to turn men aside from his ways. He never gave any man a license to divide up his world and to keep men enslaved against discerning his rule. Why do you think he gave those who seek him, who would truly seek him beyond all double-mindedness, the gift of his spirit? But that the mind might be set free. To seek Yah beyond the constraints of a multitude of contentious and provocative rulers. That men might discern his way. Think about it. Does it make any sense to say the Messiah came to sanction all the varying misruling sin of this world while he gave man the spirit to see beyond fallen rulers? He said, go forth and teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said, and teach all nations everything that he commanded. That means he baptized his people so that we might see beyond the status quo conscience of a whole world. But there are those men and brothers, and my brothers and sisters, we were one, that would seek to counterfeit that raising of conscience and would not understand what Scripture say in Isaiah 41, the Messiah will come returning to say, has no one ever told you? Have you not understood? There's no end to the searching of all that is divine understanding. I know what the Most High told me, and I thank him that he did. He told me that until I see everything that he has decreed brought to bear, keep looking. Commanded then two things immediately. And that is to seek all that he had foreordained unto a sharpening of a sense of expectation. And yes, my brothers and sisters, a desire and all concerning what he has declared as an eventuality. The wisdom to understand not only what he has said, why he has said it, to help others see the right, righteous path. That's the purpose for which the Most High sends prophets after his spirit teaches all things. False prophet won't do it. Carnal mind, my brothers and sisters, is not inclined to make men aware of a need to seek what is from the beginning, because that remembrance is not after the flesh. In fact, my brothers and sisters, that remembrance is not given to those whose desires are to maintain what is really the instability of a multitude of worldly differences. So-called worldly, if you will, kingship sovereignties. Men more concerned about their own pulpits and their own thrones, supposedly, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, that double-mindedness is a provocativeness that leaves them blind and incapable to see the greater truth. Far better, many times, brothers and sisters, that people such as this are left blind, rather than they use their influence to pervert the minds of people. And not only to pervert the minds of people, to take whatever scripture that would lead men to see things aright, they would take these self-same scriptures, my brothers and sisters, and twist them unto after their own selfish advantage, unto the disadvantage of many. Far better that we seek better, my brothers and sisters. Like I told you before, in the dream, it was like speaking to the dead, and they knew how many of them had given their lives. Think about it. Still, the judgment is in the hand of one, and they realized that they had given their lives, being duped by rulers who are only instruments of devils, to give their lives, my brothers and sisters, but never unto the full fruition of what is divine righteousness. Men making war against men, and at the end of the day, never becoming fully what the Most High calls an acceptable offering. Most High did not call Abraham the father, as some have said, three great faiths. There's only one faith beyond all the contentions of this world, all the debate and doubt brought of a multitude of diverse rulers. Some call him the father, as men have said, men claiming to be the children of Abraham. The father of Judaism and Christianity and Islam. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, Abraham is ashamed of the administrations of all ideas that men have called today Abrahamic faith. Very few of my brothers and sisters, they even have the closest, the least clue for that matter, of what it is that Abraham believed. Because before there was a Jew. Before there were those who called themselves Christians. Before there were those who called themselves Islamic. The Most High declared a plan and an expectation that all of them, in so many ways, has chosen to completely ignore and have refused to acknowledge and refused to remember, and in so refusing to remember, they have rejected the grace and the gift of Yah, the spirit of remembrance, the spirit that will consecrate the minds unto the will of Yah. Scripture says in the last days, man's going to find out he's forgotten much. What made men ever believe that they were under the grace of Yah in forgetfulness when the Spirit brings things to remembrance? Men refused to believe when the Most High sought to restore the knowledge of these things. So men say that in their refusal to take a command, an order, or see an exceeding truth, choosing instead to seek what gains them esteem, to be flattered by a foolish status quo. So men say that in this unfaithfulness they have deserved to have the gift of Yah? Shall a man say that choosing to preserve a faulty foundation, a false ideal, that he should yet accomplish the will of Yah? Like I said, my brothers and sisters, men have given their lives up to all manner of illusions, all manner of self-righteousness taught by their leaders, slaughtering one another, even the people of Yah, my brothers and sisters, those who would be the people of Yah, under various allegiances in all the nations where they have been scattered, calling upon the name of the Most High, but after the constraints of others, slaughtering one another in war. Each one, my brothers and sisters, choosing this many times not to reason that their brothers see the reality. Acting as a stooges, instruments unto the preservation of darkness. And still, my brothers and sisters, expecting and reaping reward of the sons of life. Utmost treachery, my brothers and sisters, utmost robbery, hypocrisy. In fact, my brothers and sisters, such thinking is absolutely demonic. For there are those who believe that without a law, without the remembrance of the truth, without having the same common expectation and cooperativeness toward it, men have thought somehow they did not function adversarially. They believe the Messiah came that there be no law. What, then no law? My brothers and sisters, the law is given unto an expectation. To know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. Most time, many times, it revealed the expectation we might discern the law necessary to prepare for that expectation and to preserve it. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, we should all comprehend the same, speaking the same understanding, no divisions among us, without a law. What flawed misrule, my brothers and sisters, is it? It must be overcome that we all be galvanized unto the will of one. I told you before, the rulers of this earth took the word they had for law and still desires that they be kind of supreme among the people. They called it the law of the Most High that was abolished and sought to establish kingdoms upon kingdom after kingdom upon these faulty foundations. And men, my brothers and sisters, hardly understanding the reasons for what the Most High declared in his words. Every care of men to believe they kept the law of the Most High while still yet in these words they do not agree. That's not lawfulness, my brothers and sisters. In fact, that is not a covenant at all. How many are willing to discern why the scripture said when Messiah appears? It must be that unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, because that which they had not considered, they should be made to consider. Our brothers and sisters, dare men say that everyone, believing himself wise in his own eyes, not preparing for the one whom the Most High said he absolutely would reveal righteousness through, Dare men say that even if they did understand much, that their understanding has been viable, if when the truth comes, they cannot follow it, especially that's, since that's the only path and the only door unto eternal life and to eternal peace. So men refuse to walk through the doors, like Messiah said in Micaiah 23. He said, talks about how the path to the kingdom of Yah, the rulers would not walk through, and they act as an obstacle against everyone else who would enter. So many times, brothers and sisters, there are those who have great influence in society. And if they would awaken to the truth and declare it, many others might look also, that they might find redemption. But the path to redemption, my brothers and sisters, is not in the preservation of any man's short-sighted, pluralist, blinding, deceptive ideal. And anyone who believes that seeking to maintain a pluralist ideal, polytheist ideal, preserving many forms of diverse rulership, anybody who can believe that seeking to preserve these differences, is seeking to for the will of Yah, or even his faith in Yah, is vastly mistaken. Yah, my brothers and sisters, is one. Whoever then, my brothers and sisters, is not compelled to look for an absolute, has not shown either vision nor the love of Yah. Blessed are they who will understand it. We were told, my brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say in Hebrews 10:26, if a man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there's no atonement for his sin. Now, brothers and sisters, no atonement for his sin, but if the opportunity is offered to remember and return. He says, it's a horrible thing, my brothers and sisters, to fall in the hand of an angry Yah. It's a horrible thing, my brothers and sisters, to insult, to be so beguiled, to be tricked into insulting the truth. Simply because a man has thought himself wise after those having no intention that they ever will see. Watch out for the fatal flatterers, my brothers and sisters. They've done humanity a great injustice. Isn't it time to be brought forth a generation to offer the truth, would know to seek Yah and to follow Him? Because it's only such a generation, my brothers and sisters, that could ever please Yah. What Scripture say? Psalm 14, Psalm 53, the Most High looked and saw none who does good, none who knew how much we really need to seek Yah. Therefore, none righteous, no, not one. Hypocrites, evildoers, devouring the souls of men, but they shall be greatly ashamed in the day when the Most High shall reveal Himself in the generation in which He shall show forth His righteousness. Who out of Zion, He said, would bring forth salvation to Israel in that day? Our people might be blessed, might be whole, might be one. But how many of my brothers and sisters are giving attention to Psalm 14, Psalm 53? To realize, because in so doing, you begin to realize that all these various contentiousnesses of man were never covered, never pleasing to the Most High, and were all considered an obstacle. I say again, my brothers and sisters, not the grace of Yah that men have forgotten these truths. Men so sure, seeking the favor of those in places of power, have taken the bribe over and over again to insult the Most High, trading the opportunity for a birthright, as some have said, for a morsel of meat. Where, my brothers and sisters, that one the Most High said in Isaiah 45 would build for Him a city, would shepherd His people back to Him, and do it not for a price nor for a bribe. In other words, nothing you can offer Him that would turn Him aside from seeking to do all the Most High that with which the Most High himself is pleased. That one, my brothers and sisters, is one that all humanity must seek. Because I'm going to tell you now, no one, since the Most High said, that one is the one who will restore all righteousness. My brothers and sisters, it must be understood then that all, every soul, must seek that soul. Acts 3:18-23, the Most High said he would bring forth one who will speak according to all things that he has spoken through the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to that prophet, he said, be cut off from among the people. My brothers and sisters, if you are a soul that seeks after righteousness, no, you cannot deny that which the Most High himself has consecrated. We live in a society that though I could show you untold number of ways, the scriptures are explicit, are implicative regarding what should be have been our common expectation. There are those who prefer that men not discern that hope. But the scriptures actually tell you the one that will bring it must reprove all unrighteousness, because none of it, none of this unrighteousness will enter into his kingdom. No one will be entitled to survive the judgment who will not seek the remembrance of this discretion. That's a truth that early man knew. That humanity today, my brothers and sisters, has hardly sought to fully understand. Again, carnal mind would not speak of it, because it's after the spirit that the remembrance true to what the Most High declares all his people must revere and respect, understand. It's only after the spirit of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, and humility before him that a man is brought to that fruition. Messiah himself said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Maintain the truth of my conscience. Like I said, to know what it said and not know why it said, missed the point. It's open the door for many intrusions. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will reveal myself to you. He didn't say he would reveal himself, my brothers and sisters, to those who constantly either not yield to reason or would preserve a corruption in the midst. But this is exactly what exactly Messiah said himself, the kind of soul he said he would not petition for. Many have fallen, not willing to seek enough themselves. He said, your rights must exceed that of your rulers. Don't let the rulers, them, my brothers and sisters, who themselves are damned, cause you to follow and the path of their damnation. Only way a man's discernment of the law and the prophets, true righteousness, exceeds that of the rulers, is that he seeks Yah himself. Again, the book of Jacob speaks about how we are in the midst of provocations, in the midst of all nations. In other words, all these nations provocative one against another, everyone seeking to maintain his own rulership, is contentiousness with which the Most High cannot be pleased. It's a double-mindedness that he knows that if a man seeks to preserve, he is unworthy of anything from Yah. He knows that faith be a man's efforts to be delivered from every misallegiance, every body of misinformation. Faith, my brothers and sisters, should be a desire to see beyond all the illusions and counterfeitery of misrepresentation, partiality, and perversion that men have esteemed. For every single one of them, my brothers and sisters, in some way, whereby men have not sought the fullness of the truth, has still been bondage as the works of a devil. There's a reason why he said your rights must exceed all the rulers. There's a reason why he said go forth and teach all nations well beyond themselves. Teach them the fullness of the truth that he, my brother and sister, will reveal from on high. Nothing less is worthy unto his kingdom. He said you must comprehend with all those consecrated ones what is the height, depth, and breadth of understanding, common sense, and social core lessons under peace. Did you hear me? One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Oh, that's definitely transcending all the various rulers of the earth, political, social, religious, and all the pulpits and thrones. He said to the full measure of the stature of Messiah, and of this pursuit, of this expectation, of this goal, you should not be an alien, as are those among the nations of the Gentiles who feel that all that is necessary is that they follow their rulers, that they be found acceptable unto what? Any one of the multitude of various differing gods they believed in? Brothers and sisters, I've talked before about how the heathen kings felt themselves as some kind of spiritual power brokers, saying that they were the favorite of all the various gods, the utmost favorite of all the very different false gods they believed in. Saying that if you trusted in them, you have the favor of some of these foolish, misrepresentative illusions. My brother says, I'm going to say it again. No trust in a pluralist system is true unto repentance beyond all sin. For the pluralist systems of this world that are partial and polluted, none of them, my brothers and sisters, are sinless, and every single one of them is to be blamed. Man, making an oath unto the Most High, makes an oath to seek Yah beyond all these perversions. And whoever will not, my brothers and sisters, made an oath unto vanity. And again, Messiah says such double-mindedness, such worldliness, such effort to preserve any of these institutionalities that would stand against the consecration of his kingdom made global unto peace. You see, I make no request for such a soul. Look at Yohanan 17:9, saying, make no request for the world. It means he makes no request for those who would sustain any manner of the false rule of this world that would stand against the kingdom that the Most High said he would establish in his Messiah, in his anointed one, unto divine glory. He said, I make no request then for those who would stand against men awakening to what is divine will. So as it is written, we must all be born again. We all must be reoriented. We all must be renaturalized. We all must be converted. We all must have our consciousness raised into the mutual will of the one. A gift, my brothers and sisters, to the height, depth, and breadth of understanding that only Yah can give. And only humility before him, always seeking the greater truth of his will, proves us worthy to abide. For truth of the matter, I've talked about it before. Throughout the millennial reign, and I've talked about that too, Scripture says there'll be an increase of his government. There'll be a constant flow of greater, greater knowledge. And all nations that we all communicate must become aware of this mutual knowledge. And that will be the preservation of an eternal kingdom. Growing stronger and stronger in the knowledge of Yah beyond every misconceit, all the more refined, all the more, my brothers and sisters, precise. Resolute in the knowledge of the truth, that they do not turn away. But believe me, Most High knows how to relate truths in such a magnificent fashion. It would seem absolutely insane to turn away. But blessed are the soul of the Most High so convinces. Blessed are the soul of the Most High persuades that they all be of one mind. But again, our brother says, that's a gift of Yah. Granted the opportunity to receive that gift. Blessed are those who do not turn back. Because man one time knew that truth at the beginning. Man was not created, nor was he mobilized after a spirit of insanity, but a spirit to be able to reckon with and commune with his creator. But man, having insulted the Most High, turning away from that truth, proving that personal ambitions could be more highly predicated in his mind, a predisposition in his mind than the wisdom of the Most High, has insulted his wisdom. He told me, if you can believe a multitude of contradictions, which must not be wisdom, cannot be wisdom, is the work of the Most High, he says, such a soul cannot be a disciple unto him. Such a soul, my brothers and sisters, cannot be taught by him. Such a soul cannot believe in him. And my brothers and sisters, a soul, double-minded, unstable, not knowing to or how to, or not seeking to learn how to follow right direction to remain steadfast. My brothers and sisters, it's a deleterious influence to all. Most High, my brothers and sisters, preserves who he will. His kingdom will not be established upon any faulty brick. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who discern the one he calls the righteous one and to whom righteousness belongs. That he said he would restore the knowledge of the truth through, that all must follow him. He didn't say there would be another. I regret, however, that those who will not discover what they have missed until they've already heaped upon themselves a multitude of sins, until they've already lied so many ways, that only unless they are willing to do what the Apostle Shaul said he did, he had to consider all that he thought he knew to be absolute dross, trash, filth, uncleanness, dull, even dull-minded, that he might attain to abundant knowledge. Blessed are they whom the Most High offers the opportunity to repent after the offering of such wisdom. Scripture says that one is born. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even born with the name of the Most High Yah. I'll only put into here, my brothers and sisters, an article that's on my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article called Secret Name.
90 seconds.
Many of they who were bought, but there are those who realize that a name that can have encoded in it so many illustrious titles foretold can only be a work of Yah. And they, as such, will believe. But my brothers and sisters, as much as these things might be said, firmity and the knowledge of the truth,
60 seconds,
ability to discern it, is a gift from Yah. No other plan, whether man is aware of it or ignorant, Most High still will perform all that he has spoken. Far better than arguing about whether or not these things shall occur, men shall ask why their rulers have not taught them these things that are written in the scriptures again and again. Articles on my website, Secret City Prophecies, ask why the rulers haven't taught it. HiddenGospel.com, The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Remember the Promise, Tribulation 7365 AD, so many truths contained in those articles, and so much more. As the scripture said in advance, the leaders wouldn't speak. Too far, my brothers and sisters, to ask for the spirit of remembrance, because they would keep people in darkness that they seem to be the light. Blessed are those who discern beyond the deceivers, that were the Son of Righteousness and His arising. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under His might, under His honor, and His praise always. Let us always seek His pure and perfect will that offers one choice. For in this, my brothers and sisters, we find our hope of redemption, our hope of repentance, our hope of salvation. Till we speak again, it's been Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, to His might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah! Thank you all again. Yes, I do. Thank you all again for listening.